Six.
I was rooting for you guys.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Popper from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Great half hour lined up for you. We'll look back at the Giants-Cowboys rivalry. We'll take you down to Miami as we spend some time with Rashad Jennings. But to get things started, it's time for Sights and Sounds, brought to you by Bose as we look back at Giants veteran minicamp. Here we go. Let's go. Get it going. Get it cranked. Come on. Pay attention in there. Let's go. We got a beautiful day. Work. All right, here we go. White is here. Blue is over there. Ball security. Ball security. Run it up, run it in there, run it in there!
Break your leg, break your leg, break
your leg! Oh, that's a nice one.
Woo! Oh, it's a good ball. Hustle, hustle, so we get a couple, hustle.
See, my corners, safety, we some fast guys. So when I got there,
freeze. What you
doing? I gave him a little break.
good ball, Ryan, good ball, Ryan.
Oh, that's a nice
That's what you got to do. Great ball, great ball.
Hey, eyes and ears now, eyes and ears.
Nice play, Frank. Nice play.
Hey, go. Finish.
Lift. Oh, good.
Hey, play with some energy now. Let's go. Go. That's the way to set it up. There you go. That looked good.
Come on.
Ryan, keep playing.
Keep playing.
Oh, that's a nice run.
Woo!
That's a nice run.
That's a nice run.
There it is.
Good
target. Good.
Go. Get up in there. Go. Good ball. Hey, that was a good ball. Better.
Hey, bro. Oh, no, man. I feel like we took a step forward a little bit. You know, we started off slow for the ones, but the twos came in, picked us up, got us on, and just kept building. You come out there, all you can do is keep building, man. So with that being said, man, let's just build from here on out.
Hey, DBs on three. 1, 2, 3.
DB.
Well, the Giants players and coaches now on a bit of a vacation until they report back for work for training camp in the summer of 2015. Time for this week's edition of Off Guard as we focus in on Zach Diassi.
Favorite superhero is, it's a cop-out, I know, it's Superman. He can fly, it's obviously the best superpower. Yeah, it'd have to be Superman. TV show, Dexter. Dexter, I was actually just talking about it. I'd have to go with Dexter. Wow. Journey, Don't Stop Believing, definitely. Thought about this so many times. Ship it up to Boston, Dropkick Murphys. Last year with the rookies, I got a hold of all the keys to their hotel rooms, and I gathered up really delicately all their clothes. I organized them into a very neat pile and made a huge mountain in the lobby of our hotel. And there was nothing funnier than watching every single rookie sift through to try and find their stuff. That was pretty brutal, but certainly entertaining for us as vets.
Players always have a lot of fun with the off-guard segment. One guy that likes to have fun on and off the field is Rashad Jennings. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Rashad Jennings is a talented football player, but he's also a renaissance man. Likes to do a lot of different things with various interests. So our Giants Access Blue cameras spent the day with Rashad during the offseason in Miami.
I'm Rashad Jennings, running back with the New York Giants.
I come down here because you get full treatment from training. Everything's tailored to the individual by their position, by their weight.
Down. One, two, three. Up. Hold it. Hold it. Down.
Every single year, I see myself progressively getting better. And if it works a little, I want a lot of it. And these are some of the many things that I do to make sure I'm staying on the football field.
Man, I think he made me do some extra ones, man. Woo!
There's a lot of different guys that come down here from different teams.
Right.
You get to get away, you get to train with each other. I always tell people there's a huge difference between working out and training. You know, you can work out by yourself, but you got to train with a group of guys. So it's a good motivation factor.
Years ago, me and Maurice Jones-Drew was training here together. We was living with each other, and we had to find a nice barber. They said this is the spot to come to. Kind of been coming here ever since. Coming from Jacksonville for 4 years, being in Oakland for one, transitioning to New York. It's great to be a part of tradition, and I look forward to carrying that legacy on.
Hand off Jennings. He runs right and goes in, standing up. Touchdown, Giants.
Bows to the crowd. There's a little Michael Jackson.
Giants has done nothing but fit my expectations, and I'm planning on to continue to represent the blue in the way they want to.
All right, let's keep this day going.
Growing up, I was considered a dork and a nerd, and nothing has changed. And so, since I have some free time on my hands, I'm going to come in here to the Museum of Discovery and Science so I can continue to learn and also spend some time with some kids.
The lightning looks for a ground, which I'm assimilating a cloud.
That thing's pretty intense.
How amazing is that to be able to swim and run around like it ain't nothing?
You know what? These otters look pretty cool. I'm gonna go see if I can feed a few.
Marlin.
Hey, Marlin.
These are all his otters. He's 10 years old. You wanna feed him?
Yeah, I'll feed him a few. That's cute. All right, my friends. We'll see you next time. I'm here at Asia Bay, and I have the pleasure of Chef Rex here with me. He's going to take me through the 101 on how to make sushi.
The rough side, always on top.
Rough side, always on top.
And then grab some rice, and then just put it on the very top. Spread it out.
All right. Two crab sticks.
You got chicken broth, and then your
avocado. Avocados. Well, I love cooking. And this field of cooking inspires me because I love sushi. There's a way to make it health conscious, and it's good finger food.
Here to flip.
Yeah, flip it, tuck it in.
Voila.
Oh, here we have a California roll. Crab stick, avocados, cucumbers, seaweed, surrounded by rice.
It's good eat.
This came out pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I told him. He's gonna be the new head chef.
So, Giants fans, it was a pleasure to take you around South Florida where I train at during the offseason. You got to see me run physically, how I get in shape. You got to see me learn mentally, how I love to learn. You got to see me eat nutritionally, how I like to eat. So I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. You know where to hear me on Twitter and Facebook at Rashad Jennings, and you know where to find me at MetLife Stadium.
Rashad is hoping for bigger and better things in 2015. With the New York Giants. When we come back, we'll tell you about one of the great rivalries in NFL history as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. When you think about the Giants and Cowboys, you think about a fierce rivalry. Seasons being decided. Who's going to the playoffs based on how they square off at the end of the regular season. So what we decided to do is let you sit back and enjoy some of the flavor of what the Giants-Cowboys rivalry is all about.
In 1981, Big Blue would head into the final game of the regular season
needing a win against the Dallas Cowboys for their first playoff berth in 18 years.
We've always fallen short. We've never made it to the postseason. But you know what? We're going to make the postseason. And you know those Dallas Cowboys? We're going to beat those son of a guns this year. That was the time that we came of age.
In overtime, Joe DiNello would kick the Giants back into the postseason.
Good! The Giants win! The Giants win! The Giants win!
The rivalry would be renewed in the Giants' 2007 Super Bowl season, when Dallas swept their regular season meeting with Big Blue.
Wide open Owens, makes the catch, runs out of a tackle, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Terrell Owens.
You know, Dallas had a lot of great wars against them. When I think about Super Bowl runs for either team, they always had to go through one or the other. You know, when I won my Super Bowl, we had to go down to Dallas and beat them on their home turf.
Despite being the underdogs in the 2007 NFC Divisional Playoff game, the Road Warrior Giants would show the football world that they were peaking at just the right time, en route to capturing their third Vince Lombardi trophy.
That was the biggest game for us that year. I mean, I think it was even bigger than the Super Bowl because the fact that the Cowboys were such a rivalry to us. They had beat us twice that year, and they embarrassed us. So when we got a chance to play them again, it was like, you know, this is it.
Manning takes the snap. Back to throw. Swings one left. Wide open two at the Cowboys 40. Jets attack. Look down the left sideline.
Sensational, particularly when they need him.
Rise up, D, come on!
Yeah, go!
So it's wow. Down to one play. A season is down to one play.
They got a goal to the end zone! End zone!
Here we go, 4th and 11 at the Giants 23. 16 seconds to go. Giants leading by 4. Romo takes the snap. Back to throw, has time to the end zone, intercepted by the Giants. And the Giants, they have earned a trip to the NFC Championship game in Green Bay at historic Lambeau Field.
That's a great win. That's a great Speech. Win. Nobody gave us a chance. Let's have a team. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
2 years later in 2009, Jerry Jones would unveil his massive prototype of modern-day arenas, and the Giants traveled to Dallas for the first ever game at Cowboys Stadium. Once again, Big Blue would look to play the role of spoiler.
Lobs one right to the sideline. Sliding catch and drop Manningham. Then he caught it again. Touchdown! And the New York Giants have defeated the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys lost the final game in Texas Stadium, and they lose the first game in Cowboys Stadium.
This classic rivalry would reach new heights in the Giants' championship season of 2011. The Giants would find themselves with their backs against the wall, needing a desperate win in Dallas to keep their playoff hopes alive. Trailing by 2 scores late in the fourth quarter, Eli Manning would once again lead the Giants' comeback.
You know the circumstances. 5 minutes left, you're down 12. You know, you need 2 touchdowns. And, you know, I thought it was big that, you know, in that circumstance, hey, we said, all right, we're going no huddle, you know, back in the two-minute drive type deal. And we went down there and scored pretty quickly.
He's back to throw. He looks middle. He throws middle to the goal line. Touchdown, Jake Ballard. Just got it across on Lee.
Now our defense, you know, we needed a stop from them. And they got a 3-and-out for us and got the ball back and really had plenty of time. We weren't in a super rush on that final drive to go down and score. Could, you know, run the ball some and do a few things. And so, obviously, scored.
Second and goal at the 1 for the lead. A minute to go. Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, follows his blockers to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants.
Eli Manning is doing the impossible again.
Despite these late-game heroics, a Dallas field goal would still tie the game in the final seconds of regulation.
And now Dan Bailey will try to tie this up with a 47-yarder from the left hash with 6 seconds to go.
What a game.
Snap is good again. Kick on its way, and it's blocked! Blocked by the Giants, and it bounds into the end zone and through the back of the end zone, and the Giants will win it. Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP. And the New York Giants have saved their season as they come to Dallas and defeated the Cowboys.
What a guy! What a guy! Holy.
3 weeks later, the scene would shift to MetLife Stadium, but the stakes were the same. With the NFC East title and a playoff berth on the line, the Giants and Cowboys would clash in the final game of the regular season. And en route to their fourth Super Bowl championship, the Giants would blaze to the finish line.
Cruz has got it. Down the left side, Lenny goes. Across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Victor Cruz. 74 yards, and he's done it again. And they're celebrating in the aisles at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants are the NFC East champions.
Congratulations to the NFC East champions. Great job of finishing now. Great job of finishing this part of the season.
And, of course, another installment of the Giants-Cowboys rivalry will reveal itself when the Giants open up their regular season in 2015 in primetime in Dallas. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. More of Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The Giants have been playing in New Jersey since 1976, but from 1956 to 1973, they called the Bronx their own, and the Giants still have tremendous roots there, and that's where former Giants Joe Mars and Jeff Fiegels lended a helping hand.
So today we're at Ferry Point Park in the Bronx. It's just underneath the Whitestone Bridge. It's a large park. It's about 413 acres, I believe. There's a number of soccer fields, cricket fields. So it's really a very busy place, especially in the summertime. And it's important that people, you know, recognize it as a resource to the community, and they want to give back. So it's great to have these volunteers out today. We have volunteers from a number of organizations, New York Giants, Coors, Univision Radio, Wado, out volunteering in the park, doing a little bit of cleanup.
It's kind of like a treasure hunt. Luckily, we're on a great day, and it's, as you can see, it's not raining and it's not cold, so it's a great day to pick up trash and try to beautify this beautiful park here. It's got a lot of good stuff going on.
Doritos, one of my favorites.
We got the tools, the proper tools, this, that. My buddy Joe Morris is out here. He's already a little bit ahead of me. He's already filled 16 garbage bags full, if you can believe it. So we're working hard.
Somebody's probably forbidden this.
We live in a world, and we're a part of it. As athletes, sometimes people put us on too high of a pedestal. Come out here and pick up and grab things from the ground that other people have thrown on the ground shows that I have awareness of where I am, who I am, and what I am in the ecosystem. I'm trying to help by give something back.
Here's my flip-flop that I lost. From Von Dutch. Parks and the recreation department are probably that run this. They don't have the resources to have come out here, people doing it all the time. So it's nice to come out here and do some things to help others that come out to the park. They want to be able to come in a nice, clean place, and giving back is a good thing to do. Everybody should do it. You know, a lot of this stuff affects the wildlife, too.
It's just important to be connected with the community, to have the New York Giants actually out and in the areas, you know, where their fans are and their customer base is. It's really important that the people, the community, see that they're really active and really engaged, and that they understand that the spaces that are important to the community are important to them also.
This is our city, and we have to help clean it, police it, and try to change the way things are being done.
It's a shame that you kind of see all the littering that goes on, but we do events like this to come out and try to help beautify things, and it's just a fun day.
Great stuff from Jeff Fiegels, Super Bowl 42 champion, and Joe Morris, a member of the Super Bowl 21 champion New York Giants. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. So, veteran minicamp in the books. All the off-season stuff is done. So now the players and coaches get a nice little break. For the coaches, this is a really important opportunity to recharge a little bit, because what folks don't understand is even during the off-season, a coach's work week is about 50 or 60 hours. It's not a 40-hour work week. That's their downtime. So they really can use this time off, because once training camp starts and once the regular season gets here, you're looking at 80, 90, and 100-hour work weeks. So recharge the batteries and get ready for the 2015 season. That wraps it up for this week's show. Make sure you follow the Giants on Giants.com, on Facebook.com/New York Giants, and, of course, on Twitter at Giants. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you again next week right here on My9 for another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.